It is dramatic when we try and bring our folks back to the faith. Usually it works the other way around. We're going to talk about that as Morning Air continues here on Relevant Radio, plus Story Corner coming up in a few minutes. Melissa Guerrero joins us right now. She's a writer based in Los Angeles. Melissa, thanks for being along this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a story for kids with good hearts trying to get their parents back to the faith. You know, we grow up in kind of the normal order of things as our parents help instruct us along with the church in the faith. But what to do when it's the other way around? And what brings you to contemplate this, Melissa?
Well, it started with my own reversion in the fall of 2006. I grew up very much a Catholic in name only. I was baptized. I went through my first communion. I did confirmation and everything. And then somewhere in my teens, I just kind of fell off the wagon, as they say, when it comes to faith. And I reverted when I was 21. And as soon as I saw the difference returning home in my own life and seeing my parents struggling, I thought, you know, I would love to have them join me back in the church just for the state of their souls. I was very concerned about that. And when my father was diagnosed with cancer, terminal cancer, that's when I really said, all right, I want my father to leave this earth being close to God. And that's where sort of my mission began.
It's so hard to witness to those very close to us, especially family members, and even more so those who think, well, hey, we raised you, you know, you can't tell us what to do or what to think, but yet we have that heart for those that are close to us. What were some of the baby steps you took to try and get your folks active in the faith again?
Well, for my father in particular, I found little things we had in common. So we both loved soccer, football. And so whenever we would watch matches on TV, I would, you know, point out, oh, you know, that player is Catholic. Look, he's doing the sign of the cross, you know, before he goes on the pitch and then when he comes off the pitch. And I would try to plant little seeds in there. And personally, I would try to fast and I would pray the rosary and just, I really try to do what I could on my end to ask God to please help me get my parents back to the church. And so it was just mostly praying, fasting, and, you know, trying to find little windows of opportunity to really talk to them about the faith and see, you know, what they, trying to remind them what their childhood was like and the beautiful memories they had of growing up in the church themselves.
What seemed to work best for you?
I think it was just in terms of getting them back to the faith, what worked best for me was like the combination of prayer and fasting, like you said, offering up masses. But also I think what worked the best was trying to find the common ground, finding things that they wouldn't normally associate with the faith, and, you know, really not pushing them so much, because I think if you push too much, they'll become very, they'll be more hesitant about, you know, returning, or even, you know, a little too pressured. So it's mostly trying to gently love them back into the faith.
When we're working on family members, I imagine our witness is even more critical than ever, because they're going to be watching us way more than listening to what we have to say, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely, in the beginning, it was a little hard on that end, because I was very much, when I reverted, I was like, I have to go to confession every week. I have to go to, you know, mass at least once a week. And my father was very hesitant because, again, he loved his soccer very much. So he didn't want to miss the matches. And unfortunately, a lot of the confession times and mass times would interfere with that. So it was a little it was a little touch and go for a while. I wasn't sure if he was going to be very responsive because he was very hesitant, but I think he saw that this was very important to me. And so if he would, you know, reluctantly drive me to Mass and confession, I think that really helped him get back to the faith.
Is something like that father-daughter bond, maybe the mother-son bond, kind of a special direction to work on our parents too?
I believe so, yes. My father was actually a lot more willing to return to the faith than my mother was, and it might be the whole father-daughter bond that we had. So, yeah.
No, you guys mentioned bonding over soccer. Can you give us our best goal?
I can try.
You don't have to. I'm just teasing.
Okay. But I'm game for that.
Well, very good. You know, we just have a minute left, so maybe before you go, we'll ask you to do that. But finally, a real question before we get to the goal would be, what recommendation would you have? What one main piece of advice would you give to others who are in this situation?
Definitely never give up, especially with prayer. Even if you're very busy and you only have like 5 seconds in the day just to get your prayers in before you pass out from exhaustion, just, you know, say a heartfelt prayer. God, please help me be an instrument for you to get my parents back into the faith, back to the church.
Well, very good, Melissa Guerrero. And as promised, before we let you go, let's hear your best goal. All right. Very good. Very good. Well, good luck to your favorite football team there. And thanks for joining us. Melissa Guerrero talking about helping your parents get back to the church.